Attention. Radio Blast.
You're listening to Radio Clash, episode number 83, The World Cup of Rock, with co-hosts Lee from I Motor Away and Jeb from 50 Pound Note.
This is Radio Clash.
This is Lee from I Motor Away Podcast, podcasting from Minneapolis.
And Jeb from 50 Pound Note Podcast, podcasting from Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey Jeb, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you doing, Lee?
Doing okay.
So why don't you tell everybody how we ended up hijacking one of Tim's shows?
Well, boy, this podcast has been about 2 months in the making.
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm thinking, I remember listening to Tim's podcast, and he was saying that he was going on hiatus for about a month or so, and I thought, oh, wow, that'd be really cool if Jeb and I could do a show together and kind of fill in during his hiatus for a show, and then Tim never went on hiatus, so... Workaholic.
But you get a couple of Yanks taking the show over anyway. So
yeah, exactly.
On that note, we thought what we would like to offer up to the listening public today is the World Cup of Rock, because the World Cup is so huge everywhere except the United States. And we love all kinds of artists from all over the world. We thought this would be a fun way to sort of approach the show.
Yeah, and plus there's so much world conflict going on that we need a little unity through music, so
exactly.
I think this will be a good way to do that.
Exactly. So why don't we start out by seeing what the American team has to offer?
All right. We have no idea. This is the one we didn't pick. Oh, flag on the play. Disqualified.
Oh, that is the last time we let Condoleezza Rice pick for the American team.
Oh, man, Canada sends peaches, and what kind of crap is the USA sending?
They send us Lee Greenwood. So instead, how about we let comedian David Cross pick instead?
I think that's a good idea, and that's the last time Condoleezza Rice ever gets to pick.
Say, American.
American.
Yeah.
Well, that was our honorary mashup of the show, since Tim likes his mashups. A lot of our other tracks ended up being remakes and remixes, which are also part of kind of Tim's focus for his podcast.
We also ended up with some kind of interesting combinations of artists from one country, like covering another country or remixing another country. So it actually worked out. We've got probably about 16 or 17 different nationalities represented in the show, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think we both are going to be able to play some stuff that we've been waiting to play.
Like this cut, for instance, this one actually being very representative of the World Cup. Pop Will Eat Itself doing Touched by the Hand of Chicky Alina, which actually is England versus Italy. They recorded this cut as sort of a tongue-in-cheek response to New Order's World in Motion when that was the World Cup theme in 1990. So here we go with Pop Will Eat Itself. We'll be right back.
From Sweden, that was Jenny Wilson with Let My Shoes Lead Me Forward. And that was actually a remix done by The Knife. And both you and I and Tim are wild about The Knife right now.
Yeah, I pretty much have you to thank for The Knife, because I think the first rumblings I heard about them probably came from you.
And Jenny Wilson is actually on Rabid Records, which is The Knife's label. And it's one of those... She's one of those artists that really sneak up on you. I didn't really get her the first time I listened to her, but as I've listened to her more and more, she's amazing. And Jenny Wilson actually won a Swedish Grammy, whatever the equivalent is of the Grammys in Sweden, for her album, which she actually plays all the instruments on that album.
Wow, that's really impressive. That's very cool. I love that mix a lot. I'm really glad that you... Oh, sort of the way that we're approaching this is each of us picked six artists representing different nationalities, and that was Lee's pick, and I love that pick. I think that's a really cool song.
It's awesome. Jenny Wilson is great.
All right, so coming up next, we have from France, which actually this would be France versus England because it's a cover of a track by New Order. This is La Fin des Totes doing 586, which comes from a compilation that was put together by the fans at NewOrderOnline.com. Essentially a tribute album to New Order, and this is them covering the classic cut from 1983.
Thank you. जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो ये शाम जवां यू ना चली जाए आज ये शाम जवां यू ना चली जाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए फिर से ना आएगी या किसी के बुलाए जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो बोलो तुम हो गए इशारे बोलो ये ना बोलो तुम हो गए इशारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे सीधी सीधी चोट हुई दिल पे हमारे जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो देखा देखी नजरें दीवानी चुप चुप देखा देखी नजरें दीवानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जरा सी ये बात बन जाए ना कहानी जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो
And representing India, that was Mohammad Rafi with Jaan Pahchaan Ho. And if you've ever seen the movie Ghost World, which is actually one of my favorite movies, that is the opening scene where Enid is watching this video. And I actually recently found the whole video from that. It actually comes from a 1965 Bollywood film called Gumnan. And I was in charge of doing the show notes. Jeb is doing actually the mixing and the production work for all the audio, but I get to do the show notes for this podcast. And I did something a little different than any of us have done, and I put up links to YouTube videos. So for this track, there's actually a link for the YouTube video for the whole opening or that segment of Yan Pokichanho, which is hilarious. That's really fun to watch.
Very cool. Cause I love that movie as well. And that whole opening section is just like, so Lee and I shared the playlist with each other a few days ago, and I've been listening to his cuts and he's been listening to mine. And this one has been stuck in my head the whole time because it's just so much fun. I totally love it.
It definitely has that earworm quality to it that sticks
yeah,
in your head.
It totally does. So coming up next, we have Japan versus Germany. This is a Japanese group named Delaware doing a very unusual cover of Kraftwerk's Boing Boom Chak.
I love this track.
Boing Boom Chak. Boing Boom Chak. Boing Boom Chak. Go! Boing.
Yeah.
Boom Chak.
Go.
Boing.
Yeah.
Boom Chak.
Go.
Boing.
Yeah.
Boom Chak.
Go.
Go! Boing.
Yeah.
Boom Chak.
Go.
Boy.
Yeah.
Boom chick.
Go.
Boy.
Yeah.
Boom chick.
Go.
Go. Boy.
Yeah.
Boom chick. 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 Boy.
Yeah.
Boom chick. 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 Boy.
Yeah.
Boom chick. 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 Go.
Music. Non-stop. Music. Non-stop. Non-stop.
Boy. Boom chick. 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 Go. Boy.
Yeah.
Boom chick. 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 Boy.
Thank you.
and that was Canse de Ser Sexy from Brazil. And I'm going to dedicate Art Bitch to our mutual friend Ray, and he actually has a website that's called Art Whore. So I thought, you know, Art Bitch would be a good one to dedicate to him.
That's great. He's an awesome, awesome designer. Go check out his work.
The name of their band, loosely translated, means tired of being sexy. And they've been getting...
I didn't know that.
Isn't that great? I'm tired of being sexy, too, you know?
That is a great name. I love that.
They've also been going by CSS. I think that's for their kind of American fans who don't know how to say it. And I probably said it totally wrong, but oh well.
Yeah,
and
I actually saw the vinyl pressing of the album at the record store that I go to a couple of nights ago, and it's just it's different than the CD sleeve. It's just a white sleeve with a big CSS on the front.
Yeah, that's kind of good. Is it kind of in a gold color too, the CSS, or is it just kind of black and
it's
white?
Blue and yellow, and I think it's a third color. I could be mistaken. Like, it might actually be like cyan, magenta, and whatever yellow they use when they do four color printing.
You need to pick that up, because I can't think of a band that more represents you.
Well, almost every time I'm in there, they have a display of whatever artist you've currently been raving about, and you haven't steered me wrong yet. So I should, as soon as I see a band that I'm like, oh, Lee likes them, I should just go ahead and grab it.
Kind of the song that's beginning a lot of play right now is Let's Make Love and Listen to Death from Above. And I know that you're a huge fan of Death from Above.
Oh, yeah. I'm big DFA fan.
This album is for you. You must pick it up.
All right, cool. Well, I'll definitely check that out. Okay, now is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. So up next, representing Israel, is Ofer Haza. She's an artist that I'd wanted to include for a long time. A lot of people who grew up in the United States listening to alternative music were very familiar with the artists on the Sire Records roster during the 80s and very early 90s, and that's how I first became... sort of aware of Ofer through some of the Sire Records compilations that they put out. She was the Madonna of Israel. She was a huge pop star. She unfortunately has passed away. She was a victim of AIDS, but she was a fantastic talent. So here we have Ofer Haza with Galbi. Oh.
Thank you.
Was Salif Keita with Madan, and he's from Africa, and that was actually the Noah Traders remix done by the Bolds, and that's they're also known as Tim Paris and Yogi, which I think Tim Paris is a big remixer, and Salif Keita is actually I've heard him referred to as a prince. He's actually a direct descendant of kind of the founder of Molly. And as a young child, he and his family were shunned because he's actually an albino. And in the tribe where he grew up, that's actually a bad omen.
Wow.
So he is amazing. And he actually had to flee Mali at one point and went to France. And he pursued a career in music. And now he is one of the national treasures of Africa. He's called the Golden Voice of Africa.
Wow, that's awesome. I've actually been listening to a lot of African-influenced music lately because I've been on this huge, like, Talking Head circa 1980. And very early, well, not early, I'd say probably 1979 through 1982, a certain ratio where they were absorbing all the African and Latin American influences that they possibly could, and they sort of steered away from being more of a traditional band and more into percussion and things like that. Very, very cool. And Mark Burtz, if you're listening from Seattle, that one goes out to you.
Very cool.
Burks, sorry, I think I said it wrong. Mark is from South Africa.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, I had a friend whose sister went to Africa and was actually in the Peace Corps. And she was very impressed that I even knew who Salif Keita was. And not only do I know who he is, I've actually seen him live in concert probably about 13 years ago. I ended up getting some comp tickets. And the show is just amazing. He is a great performer and definitely worth seeing if you ever get a chance.
Very cool. So this next one was somebody that was sort of a flashpoint that got Lee and I really excited about doing the show. And it was his suggestion, so I'm going to let him introduce it.
Well, we kind of started off this podcast by brainstorming for this podcast by Jeb sent me just a list of countries and we started filling in artists that we knew, and he replied back for Yugoslavia with Laibach, and I just about went wild with that. I instantly sent him a link. Before there was YouTube, there was Rather Good, and there's a flash animation of kitties dressed or cats dressed up in kind of military uniforms, and they're marching to Laibach. So I sent him that, and he's like, oh, that's the track we're going to use.
You used to be able to get T-shirts and stuff from Rather Good, and I knew a fellow that had one of the white kitten playing the red guitar from their version of Lightsaber Cocksuck and Blues, which was really cool, and I would love to have one of those Laibach kittens on a T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. So is Buster a Laibach kitty?
I don't know. For those of you who may have ever listened to my podcast or have heard Tim mention my cat, I have a very unusual cat. He's a Devon Rex, which is sort of very sleek, very skinny, very bony, although he has a pot belly and he has big ears. And he's just, I don't know that he would be Eastern European. He seems a little more exotic to me than that. He's just weird. So anyway, from Yugoslavia, here we have Tanz mit Laibach.
Drüber und tanzen mit mein Pferd. wir springen. Wir hüpfen und wir singen. Wir fallen und erheben. Wir geben oder nehmen. Amerikaner Freunde und deutscher Kamerad. Wir tanzen gut zusammen. Wir tanzen nach Bagdad. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dritter Stell, komm tanz mit mir.
Was 11-year-old Bjork with The Fool on the Hill, and I was kind of racking my brain. I picked Iceland Bjork, and I think you're a bigger Bjork fan than I am. I do like Bjork, but I was just racking my brain of what to pick, and then I saw this song, and I had never heard it. Had you ever heard that version before?
I was aware that she had recorded that album. I think she was like, how old was she?
11. I think it said she was 11 years old, yeah.
But I had never heard anything off of it. And my affection for Bjork is waning a little bit at the moment, because I don't know if you know, she just put out this box that's like all the albums redone in 5.1 surround sound.
Oh, really?
And this is, she's just overkilling. She's putting out so much material and then re-releasing and re-releasing and re-releasing. And they usually don't give that kind of treatment to artists until they're dead.
Yeah.
So it's impossible to keep up with, and I wasn't really fond of the Drawing Restraint soundtrack. I wasn't really fond of the Medulla album, so I'm just kind of not really into her right now. But it was so odd hearing that track. It kind of gives me the creeps, because you were right when you had said at one point that, like, you could totally tell that she grew up to be Bjork, and it's that voice is unmistakable.
I think especially during the last part of that track, you can hear Bjork, and you can hear the beginnings of her kind of style.
Right. So as we're nearing the end of the show, we're coming up to one of my personal favorites. They're a band that I've been raving about quite a bit lately. From Sydney, Australia, it's The Presets. Their album, if you see it, definitely pick it up. All of the songs have this sort of unique... they each have their own unique identity on the album. On my most recent show, I did a remix of one of their songs called Girl in the Sea, which I've just been obsessed with lately.
Was that a Cut Copy?
Yes, it was remixed by Cut Copy, who are also part of the Sydney electro pop scene. Seems like there's some really interesting things going on in Australia right now. Very, very cool. So here we have The Presets with Are You the One?
What I wanna know, what I wanna know, what I wanna know. use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, view it, code it, gem, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it, add it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, view it, code it, jam, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it. Technologic, 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 technologic.
One, two, three, four.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, change it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip, unzip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it, view it, code it, jam, unlock it, surf it, scroll it, pause it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, start, format it. Technologic, 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 technologic.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Peaches with her remix of Technologic. Once again, I kind of struggled to figure out what Peaches track to do. I think all of us have played Peaches tracks from the newest Peaches album, which is wonderful, which you need to pick up if you don't have. But I went to that one because I think we ended up with a lot of remixes in this show, which I think was a good thing.
I don't know if you've ever seen the film I Shot Andy Warhol. It's one of my favorite films, and Lily Taylor is amazing in that as Valerie Solanas, who was the sort of crazed lesbian writer who shot Warhol in 1968 when he never fully recovered from it. When he died in the 80s, he was having minor surgery, but it was just complicated because he had never fully recovered from the gunshot. Anyway, there is this one scene where the fellow who plays Andy Warhol is sitting adjacent to her on a couch at one of his famous factory parties, and he's trying to get her to talk into a tape recorder, and he's like, "Say something dirty, Valerie. It's so easy for you." And I always think of that quote when I hear Peaches, because she's just dirty, but I love her.
I think that there's a Gap commercial now that has one of the tracks from her newest album.
Oh, got to be kidding.
I think it's Do Ya.
That's awesome.
Which is a pretty tame track, but I was like, oh, they're using Peaches, you know, for their back to school campaign. That's a little out there.
Oh, when I saw that title on the track listing of the album, Do Ya, I was like, oh, did she cover a song by ELO? I was hoping that she had done something that, like, atypical, but it's still a cool song.
It is, yeah. Is Joan Jett on that one, or... And I know she's on a couple of the tracks.
I don't know, and the CD's across the room from me, so I can't even grab it right now. So, Lee and I did a lot of discussion about how we were supposed to score this show, like, since we were sort of doing face-offs between all these different countries. And if it were up to us, it would be kind of like the Special Olympics where everyone is a winner.
Everyone's a winner.
But I think instead, what Lee suggested was that we place the responsibility or the blame, however you care to look at it, back on Tim's shoulders. So please feel free to leave comments in Tim's blog and letting him know which of these artists you enjoyed the most. And when Tim's next show rolls around, which I believe would be show number 84... he will select the winner.
And while you're there, leaving a comment, check out the YouTube links to some of these tracks. I tried to do the best I could to find something for that track, and if not, it's something very closely related. So check out all those links, YouTube away.
Hopefully, Tim will also put in links to our respective podcasts if you want to hear Lee. His iMotor Away show is great. I've really been enjoying it. And Lee's been pretty integral to my show from the very outset because he helped me set up a lot of the technical things like the feed that I just am too blonde to understand how to do. So hopefully Tim will include links to our shows as well.
That's right.
But just in case he doesn't, it's imotoraway.com?
It's .com, correct.
Is it iMotorAway Podcast or just iMotorAway?
Just www.imotoraway.com.
And mine is www.50poundnote.net, and the 50 is a 50.
And what do you have planned for your next podcast?
I've got a couple of things I'm interested in doing. One of them is going to be a little more obscure. I did a recent trip to California, and I got my hands on the A and B sides to a 7-inch single that Edith Massey recorded in 1982.
Wow.
Edith, she was an actress in John Waters films. She was the Egg Lady in Pink Flamingo. She was Aunt Ida in Female Trouble. And even going all the way up to Polyester, I think, was the last of the films she was in. So I pulled those songs together along with some surprises from the Waters films that I'm interested in doing, but I'm not sure that's going to be the next show or not, because I just got the new cut from Scissor Sisters, and I've been enjoying the new Scritti Politti and the new New York Dolls and some other things like that. So I may just do another general like music show. What do you have planned?
I actually have a podcast that I've had on the docket for a while, and it's a kind of the fringes of country, so there's some psychobilly and gothabilly type of music.
Wow.
I'm actually pretty excited about it, yeah.
Gothabilly?
Yeah, that's kind of it's actually kind of a big scene right now in Denver. So the kind of the first part of my show, most of the artists are from Denver.
Wow, that has me really curious.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
You aren't including anything like those, like a bluegrass tribute to Metallica or any of that kind of stuff?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. That might be another podcast. But I've had this one kind of in the planning stage for a long time, and it keeps getting put off. So the next one, for sure, it's going to be that one.
Almost every time I state what my next show is going to be, I get hit with some sudden inspiration and do something entirely different. So I'm always really hesitant to say, but like you, I kind of keep a rotating list of show ideas.
Yep.
I guess we should thank everybody for listening to Tim's show.
Thank you for listening, and thank you, Tim, for kind of letting us hijack your show.
And I'd also like to even just go ahead and extend an invitation to you and Tim. If the two of you would like to hijack one of my shows, I would love it. I think this is kind of a fun idea as a way for people to get familiar with other podcasters, because there are so many shows out there that, unless you really get a feel for the personality of some of the people, it's difficult to pick up new ones to listen to, because I'm listening to enough of them already. So,
oh yeah.
So hopefully some of the listeners will be interested in checking out our shows and find something that they like.
Very cool. And also, if Tim and Jeb want to hijack my podcast, I'd also be welcome to that also.
Oh, sweet. I should try to find the worst Minnesota music ever and do
you
it.
Can do it. The hokiest, you know, get the Jets out.
Do you get a lot of polka music up there?
You know, some, especially in the rural areas. We actually have a pretty big bluegrass scene here, and which is very good. But polka music, yeah, a little more in Wisconsin, where you have more of a Polish background. Polka music is very big there, and it's somewhat big here.
I love regional stuff like that. I just think it's fantastic.
I said I used to actually play a lot of polka music when I was in high school. Our stage band would actually go out and do wedding gigs.
So awesome. What did you play?
I play trombone. I still play trombone, actually.
I think I did know that.
Yeah, I'm in an orchestra right now.
Do you know what a rusty trombone is?
I do not know what a rusty trombone is.
I'm going to invite you to go to urbandictionary.com and look that up. I don't think Tim would probably appreciate me saying it on the air.
Oh, it's one of those
kind. So on that note, we should probably bring this to a close.
All righty. This is Lee from My Motorway Podcast. Thanks for listening.
And this is Jeb from 50 Pound Note Podcast. And we'll now return control of the show to Tim.